Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Stranorlar councillor says the decision not to grant Seafram's flood funding to towns in the Finn Valley has left them bitterly disappointed. Donegal has bucked the national trend with low rent increases, according to the latest Daft.ie report. It's thought that almost 4,500 young people in Donegal are not registered to vote. And Orla Begley speaks of her delight in becoming the first woman to be elected MP in West Tyrone. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. First in news, Donegal has bucked the national trend with low rent increases, according to the latest Daft.ie report. The average rent in the county is now €594, up just 0.3% in the first quarter of 2018 compared to the same period in 2017, while nationally rents have increased by an average of 11.5%. Author of the report, Ronan Lyons, believes Brexit is having a clear effect on the local rental market here.
What we're seeing in Donegal at the moment is very different to the rest of the country. For the country as a whole, the average rate of inflation at the moment in rents is close to 12% a year. But in Donegal, it's less than 0.5%. If rents are rising, they're only just rising. And indeed, they fell in the first 3 months of 2018, the only county to see that. What's clearly happening, it's happening in both the sale and rental markets at the moment, is that Donegal is being particularly affected by the Brexit effect, the uncertainty around the future, especially with so many people in certain parts of Donegal commuting over the border that's open at the moment. If that doesn't remain open, of course, that affects people into the future, both from a commuting point of view and also from an employment point of view, businesses in Donegal serving markets in Northern Ireland. So I think it's for that reason that Donegal is the most extreme example, but not the only one. There are other pockets.
And the report has also revealed that in Donegal, from a one-bedroom apartment to a three-bedroom house, it is cheaper to buy, which I'm sure some people will find surprising.
In general, what we're finding is, looking across the country, that the smaller the property, the cheaper the mortgage is relative to the rent. And that's because after the bubble, there was a huge pullback in demand for buying one- and two-bedroom properties. They were seen in the bubble as properties that you hold for a couple of years and then sell on with some capital gain. But of course, capital gain didn't always materialise. So demand moved back in quite a bit for those kinds of properties, and that their price has fallen quite a bit now. So because there's still one- and two-person households, there's still a need for smaller accommodation, rents have held up, but the prices are still much lower, and for that reason, the mortgage is cheaper than the rent.
It's been confirmed that Vicky Feeling will be part of the cervical check scoping inquiry, which will most likely lead to a commission of investigation being set up. It comes as the Dáil will vote on whether it has confidence in HSE boss Tony O'Brien next week. Sinn Féin will bring a no confidence motion on Tuesday. The government has said Mr O'Brien should see out his time in the job. Meanwhile, Sinn Féin Health spokesperson Louise O'Reilly says he has to go.
We will be moving a motion next week to call for the resignation of Tony O'Brien. His position is untenable. He has presided over scandals and he has presided over what is effectively a cover-up. His position has become untenable now and we feel that he must go.
It's thought that almost 4,500 young people in Donegal are not registered to vote. Based on the most recent population data from the CSO, up to 151,000 young people across the country risk missing out on their right to vote on May the 25th. The closing date for voting registration is next week, May the 8th. Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District Councillor Jack Murray is encouraging everyone who is not registered to do so.
According to the National Youth Council of Ireland, there's some 4,312 young people in County Donegal not registered to vote. I would encourage those people to get registered. Download an RFA2 form from Donegal County Council's website, have it stamped by the Gardaí, but most importantly, make sure it's returned by the 8th of May as the closing date by which you'll be able to entitled to vote in the upcoming referendum. So I'd encourage people to be franchised, get their vote and use it. It's hugely important. This is a massive change to our constitution and young people need to have their say.
Further works are due to commence in the coming weeks at the Bernard McGlinchey Town Park. Works will include the installation of a multi-play unit in the play area of the park, and it has also been confirmed that all equipment at the new Letterkenny Outdoor Gym will be operational in the next 2 weeks. Local councillor Desi Shields says the constant development of facilities at the park means there is something for everyone.
Just shortly now, there'll be a new multi-play unit being installed in the play area in the Bernard McGlinchey Town Park, and also, at the same time, people who are using the facilities up there at the moment will know that the equipment going into the new outdoor gym has just been finalised at the moment, and that should be open to the public probably in the next fortnight or so at this stage now.
And it is great to see that the facilities at the park are constantly being developed for people.
Yes, it is great. I mean, for a long time in Letterkenny there wasn't public parks, but, you know, from going back now in time, obviously the opening of the Bernard McGlinchey Town Park and indeed the Ballymacool Town Park have been great developments in Letterkenny, and I suppose coming in now to the summer months, the use of these parks will be at their height and at their peak, and you know it's very important and very welcome that the facilities are being improved at all times, and I suppose they're very, very welcome in the town of Letterkenny.
It's something for everybody as well.
At this stage it is, really. I mean, obviously the parks are very well equipped for walkers, and they're also very equipped for people even indeed who want to run in them. And also then as regards children, there's very good green areas, and also there's to be quite detailed facilities in the play parks for children. And indeed, I suppose you'd go a long way to find two parks of their type and their quality in the country.
The Acting Garda Commissioner says more work needs to be done on the culture within the force following a major audit. The report carried out by PwC found the Gardaí are free to speak up, they're unhappy in their work and feel there is a lack of a clear vision for the organisation. Over 6,000 members are also said there's a disconnect between senior leadership and the other ranks. President of the Garda Representative Association, Kieran O'Neill, says there were no surprises in the findings.
Our members on the ground feel that Garda management don't speak up strongly enough on their behalf. They don't tackle the issues. They don't demand more resources in an open forum. They're not standing out there saying we need more fleet, we need more budget, we need more resources. And they're not seeing that their support is coming from the higher levels within an Garda Síochána.
Orla Begley says she's absolutely delighted with her victory in being elected as West Tyrone MP. The Sinn Féin newcomer has made history by becoming the first woman elected MP in the constituency. The seat had been vacated by party colleague Barry McElduff, who resigned earlier this year over a social media post. Begley took the seat with an almost 8,000 vote majority, though Sinn Féin's percentage of the vote did drop from 50% last year to 47% this year. Speaking to Highland Radio News, Miss Begley has been outlining her policies going forward.
That's a huge endorsement from the people of West Tyrone and a huge endorsement for Sinn Féin. And I look forward to serving the people of West Tyrone and delivering for them and the local issues which matter to them. So I hope to be a strong advocate for all the constituents of West Tyrone and looking forward to representing them in the time ahead.
And what will be your policies going forward now, Orla?
Well, I've been out in the doors and I've been looking and listening to the issues which affect constituents, the local issues on the ground. So we need jobs to this area, we need better infrastructure, and to see the completion of the A5 and the rollout of broadband, particularly in the rural communities. So I hope to lead that and to be a strong champion for the local issues as the MP for West Tyrone. Also, as you're aware, and I'm sure the listeners are aware, Brexit is a major issue, and the Brexit negotiations are ongoing at the minute, and I hope to join a strong Sinn Féin team whose message has been clear that we don't want a hard Brexit, we don't want a hard border on these islands, and I'm sure the result last night is an endorsement of that, that the people of West Tyrone do not want a hard border in a constituency which is a border constituency and predominantly rural. So I'll be a strong voice against Brexit for the people of West Tyrone.
Eastern Orla councillor says that the decision not to grant Seafram's flood funding to towns in the Vin Valley has left them bitterly disappointed. Councillor Gary Doherty was speaking following yesterday's announcement by an Taoiseach that the first tranche of €257 million in funding will see 50 new flood relief schemes proceeding to detailed design and construction phase. Of these schemes, four will be in Donegal, with Lifford receiving the biggest allocation of €5.9 million. However, Councillor Doherty says that other communities in the Finn Valley have been left in limbo after being excluded, and they want to know why.
Just last October, my colleague Pierce Doherty and I, we invited Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran to Castlefyn, where he met with homeowners, business owners, community representatives from Castlefyn, Lifford and the Twin Towns, and he heard firsthand the devastating impact of the two floods which occurred in November and December 2015. And he was told in no uncertain terms that those families would lose their homes and their businesses would close if they were flooded again. And I myself made a personal plea to the Minister to listen to our concerns and to ensure that these towns would be top of the list when funding was announced. Unfortunately, it seems that the Minister hasn't listened, and we're bitterly disappointed by that.
We do know, though, that this is only the first tranche of funding. Maybe there is light at the end of the tunnel in the second round of funding in the near future for Finn Valley.
Well, it's hard to understand why a difference was made between these three towns. The case was put and the case was made that all three towns should receive priority and should be top of the list when the funding was handed out. There was €430 million overall in the CFRAMS pot, and only about €250 million was allocated yesterday. So what we're saying is, why pick one or the other? Why was a difference made between Lifford, Castlefyn and the Twin Towns? All three towns and villages were deserving of this funding.
Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher has also been reacting to the funding allocations announced yesterday. He's calling for equal priority to be given to all flood risk areas in Donegal. Deputy Gallagher says he will be challenging the minister next week as to why other flood risk areas in the county were omitted in this funding announcement.
By any analysis, any cost-benefit analysis, I cannot understand how Killybegs, Ballybofaith and Urler and Castlefyn were omitted. This is not good enough, and I, together with my colleagues, will be raising this with the minister when we return next week and try to establish why they overlooked Donegal, a county which has the highest rainfall, 2.7% of the overall funding. Obviously, these projects, they weren't rural-proofed.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive May Day sale starting Thursday.
It's now 14 minutes past five, and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with soccer, and Stephen Gerrard believes he has what it takes to succeed as Rangers manager. It was confirmed today that the 37-year-old will take charge of the club from June the 1st. He signed a four-year contract. It's his first senior management role. Gerrard says despite his inexperience, he can lead the club to success.
I have confidence in myself, in my ability. I've weighed the gamble up and the risk, and I understand other people thinking it is because it's my first job in management, but I've got confidence in myself that I can deliver for these supporters. That's the only thing that matters to me. Do I think I can do a good job as the manager of Glasgow Rangers? And in my mind, it's yes.
Manchester United can all but guarantee second place in the English Premier League by winning at Brighton tonight. Their opponents know victory would effectively ensure they avoid relegation in their first season in the division. To the League of Ireland, Fun Harps and Derry City both playing tonight. Inform Derry go to the league's basement side in the Premier Division. That's Bray Wanderers. Derry will kick off the game just 4 points adrift off the leaders. Derry's record hasn't been great in recent years at the Carlisle grounds, and captain Gerard Doherty says that he expects another tough battle down there tonight.
There's never an easy game down there. I can't remember the last time we had an easy game down there. It's not going to be... It's going to be the same on Friday as well. I know they're down at the bottom of the league at the minute, but they've got a couple of decent results too. And even going back to last year, they were in a wee bit of turmoil at times, but then they come up with some great results. As we know, we were in the back end of three of them, so we know it's going to be a tough game.
There's a meeting of two of the top three at the RSC tonight. Leaders Dundalk go to last year's First Division winners Waterford. Victory for Waterford would see the hosts go level in points with the Lilywhites at the top. There's also a Dublin derby as St Pat's host Shamrock Rovers. Finn Harps are back in Ballybofey tonight. They host Drogheda United in the First Division. Manager Ollie Horgan has concerns over Kieran Gallagher, Mark Timlin and once again Paddy McCourt. It's going to be an important few days for Harps, who play Drogheda tonight and then Galway on Monday. Captain Kieran Call says Harps have to take as much as they can from the next two games to keep pace with the sides above them.
It's very important that we try and get a few results all right now. It's two important games, and not to say there's any easy games in it. They're two tough games, the same as every other one. But it's very, very important now that we try and get a few results. Try and get maybe 6 points out of them. But you know yourself, they're going to be very tough.
Kick-off time tonight at Finn Park is 8 o'clock. Jeremy Doherty will have live regular updates here in Highland as from the kick-off time. Elsewhere tonight, Athlone Town are playing Galway United. UCD, the leaders, cross the Liffey to Shelburne, and Cabin Tilly go to Wexford. Locally, this coming weekend, the battle at the top of the Ulster Senior League will continue on Sunday. Coghill Celtic, who top the table, play Bunnagee United. And Letterkenny Rovers, who have to win all of their matches to chase down a title, are on the road to Remelton to play Swilly Rovers. Well, there's also a big battle in the Premier Division of the Donegal League as well. Kildrum Tigers could go top, or will go top, ahead of Castlefin Celtic if they won on the road on Sunday at third place Capri Rovers. And the two battling out at the head of the field in the Premier Division in Annishowen, Glengad United and Alia, will resume their battle with games against Greencastle and Kildare respectively. Glengad lead the way by 3 points going into the weekend's ties. Three Irish racewalkers will compete at the IAAF World Racewalking Team Championships in China this weekend. Brendan Boyce of Fun Valley AC will be the first to compete, and that's in the men's 50-kilometre race, which gets underway at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning Irish time. The Milford man is targeting qualification for the World Championships in Doha next year. The Northwest 10K, of course, takes place on Sunday. Registration will continue this evening at the Community Centre in Letterkenny up until 7 o'clock. You can also register for the event tomorrow, Saturday, between 3 and 6, and between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Sunday, with the race set to get underway at 2 o'clock. And with good weather forecast for this weekend, the Northwest 10K is expecting a big turnout on Sunday for one of the highlights of the calendar here in the Northwest. In golf, Rory McIlroy is 3 shots off the lead heading into the second day of the Wells Fargo Championship on the PGA Tour. World number 7 is 3 under, with Americans John Peterson leading the way at 6 under. McIlroy tees off shortly. Shane Lowry will also get underway before 6. Graham McDowell's 2 over through 13 in round 2, and Seamus Power is currently sitting at 4 over. In rugby, Ireland forward Robbie Diak is set to leave Ulster at the end of the season. He has won over 200 caps for the Northern Province in his 10 years at the Belfast club. Andy McBrien and Stuart Thompson have been named in the Ireland cricket squad for the first historic test match, which is taking place next weekend. The Dunamana and Eglinton players are included in the 14-man side for the game against Pakistan, which runs from the 11th to the 15th at Malahide. Fellow Northwest players William Porterfield, Niall O'Brien and Boyd Rankin have also been named. There is local action this weekend in the Northwest. It's a T20 Cup weekend. With a look at the fixtures, our cricket correspondent Eamon McLaughlin.
T20 action dominates Northwest cricket this weekend. Tonight, Friday, there are two games. Brady entertain Coleraine, while Donnymana host Fox Lodge. Tomorrow, our featured games are at Beechgrove, where Brigade take on Donnymana, and then at 4:30 they will play Eglinton. Strabane have also two home games against Coleraine, with a 1 o'clock start, and then they play Brady. On Sunday, there are two games, Coleraine v Ardmore, Fox Lodge versus Brigade. In the championship, St Johnstone are travelling to Glendermot.
In snooker, the World Championships at the Crucible, Barry Hawkins has claimed the last 4 frames to lead Mark Williams by 8 frames to 6 in Sheffield. John Higgins will take a 2-frame lead into this evening's session against Kyron Wilson. He leads by 9 frames to 7 in that one. Gaelic games-wise this weekend, there's an Ulster Minor Football Championship qualifier round 1 tomorrow. Antrim are taking on Monaghan. That one gets underway at 2 o'clock. Northwest interest here comes in the form of the opposition for the following day. Donegal will play the winners of that in round 2 on Sunday, May 13th. Donegal will take on Tyrone in another Northwest battle. It's the Under-16 Buncrana Cup final down in Buncrana. Throwing time on Sunday and Annishowen is at 6:30. And taking centre stage club-wise is the Comórtas Pell na Gaeltachta for Donegal, which has been hosted by the Downings Club this weekend. The action starts tomorrow evening with the senior ladies final between Termon and Glenfinn. Then on Sunday, men's semi-finals will see Gador against Neve Columba and Neve Connell against Glen Swilly. Those are senior semi-finals. Junior semi-finals as well, and then the bulk of the finals will all be played on Bank Holiday Monday in Downings. Finally, for the moment, in motorsport, there's going to be Northwest interest at this weekend's Killarney International Rally of the Lakes, the third round of the Irish Tarmac Championship. Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett, double Donegal International winners, back-to-back Donegal International winners, will be at the fighting it out at the head of the field in their Super Impreza WRC as they start their preparation for the defence of their Donegal title in June. Also, the likes of Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly will be fighting it out in the two-wheel drive category, as will Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan. John O'Donnell, John Boner and Ken McGettigan are also looking to feature in the escorts this coming weekend. That's it, Michaela. We'll be back with our next studio programme tomorrow afternoon. Saturday Sport gets underway at 2. Just to remind you again, Dermot will have updates from Harps against Drogheda. Starts at 8 o'clock tonight.
Thanks, Aisín. The new Ty Culbert car park in Letterkenny has been officially opened today. Mr. Culbert, an impost worker, died in the Donegal Hospice just over 5 years ago. He came to Letterkenny in the 1970s and was later elected to the former town council in 1985, going on to become Letterkenny mayor in 2010. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council is Councillor Jerry McMonagall.
You know, he'd be fondly remembered, and I know he was a colleague of mine through the council. I always considered Ty as a friend, and it is, as you say, a very fitting tribute that we would remember his contribution to this adopted son of Letterkenny's and for the town and indeed to the people of the town. So yes, it'll be a good day today, but it'll probably be sad when we reflect back on the loss of a very good friend and colleague.
For weather now, dry for the rest of today with a mix of cloud and sunny spells. Southwest breezes will be moderate with lowest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal has bucked the national trend with low rent increases according to the latest Daft.ie report. The average rent in the county is now €594, up just 0.3% in the first quarter of 2018 compared to the same period in 2017. It's thought that almost 4,500 young people in Donegal are not registered to vote. Based on the most recent population data from the CSO, up to 151,000 young people across the country risk missing out on their right to vote on May the 25th. A Stranorlar councillor says that the decision not to grant Seafram's flood funding to towns in the Finn Valley has left them bitterly disappointed. Councillor Gary Doherty was speaking following yesterday's announcement by an Taoiseach that the first tranche of €257 million in funding will see 50 new flood relief schemes proceeding to detailed design and construction phase. And the new Ty Culbert car park in Letterkenny has been officially opened today. Mr. Culbert, an impost worker, died in the Donegal Hospice just over 5 years ago. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferriter. Good evening.
Shamer Mahasa Colum Ferriter and Chalin, the priest guilty air Highland Radio. Tan Corlier Conde Mary Therese Ni Gallagher con Casu Onodiha Udarish Nigeltakta and Shakton Shah Hoginya con play a yenov chonskaniakt omlucha task forsa a wanu con kodu le farberch canter gelter de good and all. Fui agalav Highland Radio dirt she go well medu santosa lean nanini oga ta eg anokton region agus gome an emerke in a hosiokt chlar ebre and crenu. Is a canter bardasa nanglianti kyandan a canti tuche is mofi vi vantashtiat sa cheer dure figuri an inex pobble a falsiu anuri. Play out task force egandala condol inglek leshan aib a crenu and wardash a mianer emliana. Bein a cedi I lahar con parcha glacus an ochaj darkness into light con socher da cha pieta a rist imliana Ellen Aaron Ward. Tossa hi an shuloj on an darna lajeg da mi valtanya a kathru in ye kahar mwajin. Ta claru ilig leve janta lina imliana egan siv DIL bunk pieta bunk IE. Ta service faran torakta a racto go specialta go lua ar maidjin ar an darna la jeg ag fagal am mor hir ag a 3 o'clock ar maidjin ag stan baid ag dollar ash go jim mor hir ag a lahan ye she an ye na shuloja tan shuloj le hemacht on enod a fobal onod an chris valley le stashin an waj tarha le mar kion scriba le shan emacht ag krigna ar ash dig an onod fobal ar isht be donacha o'donal mar e specialta ar an clar rulia bulia ar Highland Radio jim Marcha, Egalahani a hot Trinona contort fin emmert. Beculagus does a tradition to Elaranini and Jerry Sharton, Yashahogin, and the Recalier are flag cold and all that Yavilis a hard jig. To crave cultus called to the Aaron Seamus McGill of Regia, Egen of Osta, Don Ela Emliella, Galta Gomez Coy and Kyol the Clostalon, Le Calyria, Kyol Kona, Trilaha Kyol, Augustin Comortus, Araniacta, Gusarla Shorakta, Gulier, Erclar Nefela. Kurhurtus Lishan Ela Kyol Edgers Jehu August La August Marty Shaguji and Trio La Jegden Visha. August Quar just Lahashri Mivi, August Dramador, Prontius O'Cullen, Ajirilo Angradam Drama Ur Scrifa is Far a winch ma egan ele nation to dramier to yavilis a hort jeg and shite and choy heart. Shimokocha illegal year slanagus barracked.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, May the 4th. The death has taken place of Margaret Tinney, Ardna Glass, Ballandrate, Lifford. Remains are reposing at her brother and sister-in-law Sean and Kathleen Tinney's home, Ardna Glass, Ballandrate, this evening from 6:30. Funeral leaving her brother's home on Sunday morning at 9:25 for Mass in St. Columbus Church, Dunnyloop at 10:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Lane Elliott, 49 Main Street, Sion Mills. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home this evening at 6:30, going to St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10:00. Interment afterwards in St. Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.